Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Tes Vav, and we are going to begin about 30 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Yudal Ramid Beis Amar Rav Ashi. So we're learning Perek Kol HaBasar, the topic of which, of course, are the laws of Basar V'Chalav. And as we've seen, although the Torah mentions the loisase of Basar V'Chalav three times, the Torah doesn't mention anything about the fact that you're not allowed to eat Basar V'Chalav. What the Torah says is loy sevashel gedi b'chalei v'imay. Literally, you're not allowed to cook a young goat in its mother's milk. The Torah mentions it three times. It's in Parshas Mishpatim. It's in Parshas Kisisa. It's in Parshas Re'eh. And it's from the three mentions of loy sevashel gedi b'chalei v'imay that Chazal said, one is coming to teach me that you're not allowed to cook basar v'chalav, not only a gedi in its mother's milk, but you're not allowed to cook any basar v'chalav. The second mention is coming to tell me you're also not allowed to eat basar v'chalav. And the third is coming to teach me that you're not even allowed to benefit, there's an iser hana of basar v'chalav as well. Stating that, this that we just mentioned, that the makar to the iser achila and the iser hana of basar v'chalav comes from the fact that the Torah repeated three times, is only one sheet in the Gemara. As we'll see in today's daf, there are four other shittas. In other words, there are five shittas in the Gemara, how it is we know that there's an Isser Achilas Basar V'Chalav. You're going to say, what do you mean? It says in the Torah three times, it's true. It says in the Torah three times, you're not allowed to cook Basar V'Chalav. But how do you know that you're also not allowed to eat Basar V'Chalav? How do you know that you're also not allowed to have Hana from Basar V'Chalav? Either way, that is the topic of today's daf. And the Gemara begins with the first Shita in the Gemara, Rav Ashi. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, how do you know that you're not allowed to eat Basar V'Chalav? I mean, even though the Torah mentions Basar V'Chalav, it says, it doesn't ever mention anything about an Isra Achila. Said Rav Ashi, it's learned out from a Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. It's in Perik Yud Dalet Pasuk Gimel. The Torah says, you're not allowed to eat anything that's a Toyeva. Darshint Rav Ashi, Kol Sheti Avti Lecha, Harehu Bebal Toycha. Anytime a person does something that's Toyeva, what does that mean? A person does an Avera, and as a product of the Avera that you did, you now have food. The halacha is loy soicha. You're not allowed to eat it. So what would make something a teyeva? The fact that you did an Avera with it. So it says Rav Ashi, even though this pasuk's not talking exclusively about basar v'chalav, but certainly inclusive in this pasuk is basar v'chalav. And being that the Torah says loy sevashel gedi b'chalei v'imay, so basar v'chalav now becomes teyeva. If basar v'chalav is teyeva, then loy soichal kol tayeva is in essence a loy saseh that you're not allowed to eat basar v'chalav. It's interesting that even though the makar, as we mentioned, to the iser basar v'chalav that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch right in the beginning of Siman Pei Zayin, and that's quoted throughout Shas, that there's an iser achila by basar v'chalav is from the fact that it says loy sevashel gedi b'chalei v'imay three times. But Rashi and Chumash actually brings Rav Ashi on this pasuk loy soichal kol tayeva in Parshas Re'eh says Rashi kol sheti afti lecha. And Rashi gives two examples. One example he gives is a behema that's kachim that has a mum. You're not allowed to eat it. There's a loy saseh, loy soichal kol tayeva. And then Rashi says, you learn from here as well, that bashal basar v'chalav. If somebody cooks basar v'chalav, harei dava sheti afti lecha, and hizir kana lachila soichul in kuf yodal and omid beis. But either way, so this, says Rav Ashi, is the makar to the issa basar v'chalav. But again, it's not only basar v'chalav. This is a lav shabbat klolis. This is a lav that would include anything that's a tayeva. The halach is, would be included in this lav of loy soichal kol tayeva. Says the word v'eli yadu issa achila. From here you only know that basar v'chalav is also b'achila. But we know basar v'chalav is also b'anah as well. Where do you see that in this pasuk? It says lo yisaychal. That's achila. Where do you see anah? So the Gemara k'tir rabba vod. Dom rabba vod. Am rabba lozer kol mokash. Shenem lo yoychal. Lo yisaychal. Lo yisaychlu. Echad isra achila. Echad isra anah b'mashma. Ad she yifreit lecha hakasov. Unless the Torah tells you otherwise, achila always means achila and hanah. K'derech shapar lecha b'nevela. How do you know that? You learn that from Nevela. Because by Nevela, it says, Leger binasino, uloivet kechavim bimechiros. You know, you're not allowed to eat Nevela. Says the Torah, Leisaychel kol Nevela. And then the Torah says, what should you do with it? Lager ashevish arecho tetineno vachalo, oimacher lenachri, keam kodesh ato, lashem eloikecho. Either way, there the Torah says that even though Leisaychel, but you're allowed to have anah from it. What are you supposed to do? You can give it to the Ger Toysha, you can sell it to the Oyvikechavim, but it's Tafka there where the Torah said, Lo Yisoychal, that there's no iser hana, that you're allowed to give it away. You could benefit it on some level. But anywhere else, the Torah says, le'soichal, there the halacha is, it's not just iser achil, it's also iser hana. So Enochanami, Rav Ashi said, my whole makar is le'soichal kol tayeva, which at first glance would be a makar to an iser achil. It doesn't say anything about hana. But there's a rule, Rav Avo said, that every single time it says in the Torah, le'yoichal, le'soichal, le'soichlu, unless the Torah says otherwise, like it did by Nevela, the halacha is, it's iser achil, and it's iser hana as well. Either way, so we just mentioned that by Nevela it says loy soichal, stating that over there it's muter bahana. What does the Torah say you should do with the Nevela? Torah says either give it to the ger toishav or sell it to the kechavim. That's in contrast to the treifa, incidentally, where the Torah says like kelev tashlichanois, but you give it to the dog. Right? It's a little confusing. By the treifa, it's like kelev tashlichanois. When it comes to the Nevela, either give it to a ger toishav or sell it to a non-Jew. So the Gemara is going to digress a little bit and bring the machlokes from Meir Rav Yehuda that we've seen already as it relates to the halacha that a nevela is given to the ger toishav or sold to the ibi kechav. The tiny learned to the brayso yisaychul kol nevela the ger shibish rech the tenav achalo imachar lenach eli yelo the ger benesil ibi kechav b'mechir. From the pasuk it sounds like you have two choices: either give it to the ger toishav or sell it to the ibi kechavim. The ger b'mechir minayim. How do you know that if you want to sell it to a ger toishav, that's okay? Incidentally, what is a ger toishav? So there's different Rashis throughout Shas, but Pashtus, a ger toishav is a non-Jew, he's a ben noyach, that keeps the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So he's not a ger tzedek. A ger tzedek is a non-Jew that was Megayer. He keeps 613 mitzvahs. A ger toishav is a non-Jew that keeps the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. He had a very unique place in the Torah, because when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, they were told, le'isachaya kol neshama. They had a kill, literally, every single member of the seven nations that populated Eretz Yisrael at that time. Stating that, anyone that was mekabel to keep the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach was allowed to stay alive. So the Ger Toishev has a very special place in Allah. But either way, so says the Braisa, how do you know that if you don't want to give it to the Ger Toishev, rather you want to sell it to the Ger Toishev, that's okay. Talmud Boimar, it says, La Ger Titnena, and then it says Oymachar. Now, Pasha, the way you read the pasuk is Loisoichel Kol Nevela, La Ger Shebisharecha Titnena Vachalo, Kama Oymachar Lenachri. Right? The Kama is before the Oymachar Lenachri, not after the Oymachar, before the Nachri. But Darshan's the Gemara, Loisoichel Kol Nevela, you're not allowed to eat the Nevela. What do you do with it? La Ger Shebisharecha Titnena. Either give it to the Ger Oymachar, period, or sell it to the Ger. Says the Gemara, how do you know from the reverse, if you want to sell it, do you want to give it to the Oyvik Echavim, not sell it to the Echavim, how do you know that's okay? Talmud Loimar, Titnena Oymachal Anachri. So you can read it, Titnena Ve'achala, that's one option, Oymachar Lenachri, regardless, Nimtza Echa Gev, Echa Oyvik Echavim, Beim Vechir, Beim Nesina, Divrei Rameir. So even though the Pashup Shana, the Pasuk would seem to say that you could give it to the Ger Toishav or sell it to the guy and not vice versa, says Rameir, but if you play around with the commas a little bit, you can make it work that you can either give it or sell it to the Ger Toishav and either give it or sell it to the Oyvik Echavim. Yudam Rab Yudah argues, he says, Dvarim Kichsavim, you're not allowed to play around with the commas, but rather, no, you have to do exactly what the Torah says, which is either Le Geber Nesina or Levi Kechavim B'Mechir. So the Gemara, my time with the Rabbi Yehuda. He's going to say, I'll prove to you I'm right. Because if Rami is right, Liftech Rachmano, Lo Yisleichu Kol Nevelo, La Ger Hashem Sharecho, Titneno, Va'acholo, Umachar. What's... Does Rabbi Yehuda not want the Torah to say oi lamali? Why'd have to say oi? Shema mina, the word oi seems to be mafsik. Meaning if what Rabbi Meir is saying is right, then the Torah shouldn't have used the word oi. It would have spent like soichel kol nevela like era shebesh arecho titnena ve'achala machar lenachri, and it would sound like titnena and machar is going back both on the ger and on the nachri. Oi, that word is always a mafsik. And here too, it seems to be mafsik. It's being mafsik between giving it to the ger toishav or selling it to the oivik echavim. Thus, the ger ben nesinu, oivik echavim, mechir. Ramei Ramalacha, hi oi, lahaktim nesinu the ger, the mechir the oivik echavim. The reason the oi is there not to be mafsik and to tell me that you have to give it to the ger toishav or you have to sell it to the guy. But you can't do it in the reverse. Rather, oi is coming to tell me a kedima, that it's more ideal to give it to the ger toishav than it is to sell it to the Oivik Echavim. So that would be the most ideal option. And what Rabbi Yehuda, la'akhtim esinu the ger, l'mechir the Oivik Echavim, le'itzachra, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. Why? Svaruhu, zeh atam etzuvah l'achi yoysoy, v'zeh yatam etzuvah l'achi yoysoy. Believe it or not, there's an obligation for a yid to take care of the ger toishav. It's actually a pasuk in Parshas Bahar. The pasuk says, v'chi yamuch achicha, umata yada imach, if your brother is going to be poor and he's going to need help. says the Torah, v'chzakta boy. You should help him. That is the most basic fundamental principle of being a Yid. V'chiyamucha chichal mata yadai, v'chzakta boy. Says the Torah, ger v'toshav v'chai imach. And then the Torah throws the ger toshav into this pasuk. The Torah is coming to say that this mitzvah of v'chiyamucha chichal umata yadai imach v'chzakta boy is not only true for a Yid, and it's not only true for Ger Tzedek, it's true for Ger Toshav as well. A Ger Toshav is included in that mitzvah of the Hechzaktabot. So it says Rabbi Yehuda, it's poshut. If I have two options right now, what to do with my basan aveva, I could either sell it to a guy, I could profit off of it, or I could give it to a Ger Toshav. It's mistaber that's the more likatchila option. Why? Based on this pasuk in Parshas Behar. Based on the pasuk, v'chiyamach achichu mat yad imach v'chzaktaboy, ger v'toshav v'chayimach. If I sell it to a guy, I'm not being mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. If I give it to a ger toshav, I'm actually doing something very good with it. As a result, it makes a lot of sense that would be what I'm supposed to do. So I don't need oy for that. Thus, what is oy coming to tell me then? No, either you give it to the ger toshav, or you sell it to the oyvik echavim. You can't do it in the reverse. According to a mayor, it's labdafka. The other, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is dafka. It has to be done in that specific way. Either way, zok de gemara vayta. Simin Shabbos chayresh v'kilei zrom oisev es benoi v'shi luacha kan. So, the first makar that the gemara brought to the isra chila of basav v'chalav, which is also a makar to the isra anas basav v'chalav, is Rav Ashi, and he learned it from a general pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. It says lo yisoich al kol te'eva. Incidentally, that pasuk lo yisoich al kol te'eva is the heading of the many psukim that are in Parashas Re'eh that talk about Macholos Asuros. So when you think of a parasha in the Torah that talks about Macholos Asuros, you think of Parashas Shmini. But in Mishnah Torah, there's another parasha. You have Parashas Re'eh. So the Torah begins with Leisoich HaKol Te'eva, and then you have all the kosher animals and non-kosher animals, and all the simonim, and then you have the chagovim, and you have the oifas, and then you even have Basav HaKolov. So you have a whole parasha of Macholos Asuros, but it begins with those words, Lo Yisoich Al Kol Te'eva. And Rav Ashi said, even though it doesn't mean specifically Basav HaKolov, but at the same time, we learn from there, Kol Sheti Afti Locha. The halacha is, you're not allowed to eat. Basav HaKolov is Te'eva, because what is Basav HaKolov? Derech Bishol Asur Torah, and if you are Mevashal the Basav HaKolov, you are over the lav of Lo Yisavashal Gedi B'Chalevim. So right now, it's a Te'eva. Once it's a Te'eva, it takes on a life of its own. Now you have this iser of lo yisoich al kol te'eva. And the Gemara is going to ask kashas on Rav Ashi. In fact, the Gemara is going to ask seven kashas on Rav Ashi from basic lavin in the Torah that we're all familiar with to see how it stims, how it reconciles with this new idea of kol sheti avdi l'cha, that any time a person does a maisa avera, so to speak, it's going to be us. Great, the Gemara. Elamayat, maisa Shabbos litzeru. If someone's b'chal Shabbos, he cooks on Shabbos, and now because of cooking on Shabbos, he has food. It should be also to eat that food. Because isn't there an idea of kol sheti avdi l'cha? We know, stating that, Zok Rashi, it was a sugi in the beginning of Masechtos Chulin, Daftes Vavam and Aleph, that if someone's mevashel the Shabbos, there's a lot of nuances. Was it b'shoigig? Was it b'mezid? With regards to he himself benefiting from it, other people benefiting from it. L'chura, why is it such a confusing sugya? Why are there so many shittas in the Tanan? The kasha is, if there's an idea of kol sheti after l'cha, that in and of itself makes it asav achila, so every mevashel b'shabbos should have this issue of kol sheti after l'cha. Zok t'gemara, oh my God, it's not a kasha. Because it says, with regards to Shabbos, u'shmartim es ha-shabbos, ki kodesh ilochem. And we learn from there, he kodesh, Shabbos is kodesh, ve'ein maseh ha-kodesh. But maisei Shabbos is not kodesh. So Shabbos has kedusha, but the result of something that you do on Shabbos, so, for example, if someone's mechalul Shabbos, the outcome of that chilul Shabbos is not going to be considered kodesh. And as a result, if the outcome is not going to be considered kodesh, that means, if it's not kodesh, it means it's not asav achila. Now, first glance, how do you even read this Gemara? What does the Gemara want? The Gemara wants that maisa Shabbos should be toeva. If it's toeva, that means it's the antithesis of kodesh. It means it should be asav achila. So, the Gemara, you know why it's not toeva? Because we have a drasha that Shabbos is kodesh, but Maisa Shabbos is not kodesh. So the result of a Maisa Shabbos can't have kedusha. We don't want it to have kedusha. We want it to be toyeva. It's just the opposite. It's pink faker. Right? What are we trying to? What's the Gemara's kasha? If there's an idea of kol shetiavti l'chol, someone's mevashel b'Shabbos, so now the food should be tayeva. So why is there a sugis in Shas about mevashel b'Shabbos? L'chayra, if you are mevashel b'Shabbos, then right now I have tayeva. You know why it's not tayeva? Because it's a drosh. Shabbos is kodesh, but ma'is Shabbos is not kodesh. And being that ma'is Shabbos is not kodesh, that means it's not tayeva. What do you mean? Because it's not Kodesh, it shouldn't be Kodesh. We don't want it to be Kodesh. We want it to be Tayeva. But the Torah says it's Pasha. Because what does the word Kodesh mean? So people think that the word Kedusha means what the name would seem to suggest. It's very holy. It's in a very lofty, very dehoibana place. But that's really not what it means. The word Kedusha means Rachayk. It means you're removed from it. Now, when something is Kodesh in the typical sense, you're removed from it. If it's very dehoibin, if it's very nesroimim, then obviously you're removed from it. But something could be kodesh because it's tameh. Something could be kodesh because it's tayeva, because it's something that's disgusting. It's something that you can't go near. What's the makar to this? It's actually a pasuk in the Torah. It says, "Leisizra karmacha kilayim." You're not allowed to plant regular seeds together with a vineyard. Pentiktash hamaleya hazera asher tizra utvus aker. This is the halacha of kilei aker. But the Torah's lashon is leisisra karmacha kilayim pentiktash. So what does tiktash mean? Zok Rashi pentiktash kitargumay tistoev. Tistoev is a lashon of tumma, a lashon of disgusting. Kol dover hanitav ala adam, says Rashi. Anything that's disgusting, bein lishvach kigoin hektish, bein lignai kigoin iser neifel by lashon kodesh. So he says the word kodesh doesn't inherently mean good. It can mean good. It can be bad. It means remove, nitav in a good sense lishvach, and nitav in a bad sense lignai. So says the Gemara, Shabbos is kodesh, but ma'aseh Shabbos is not kodesh. Ma'aseh Shabbos is not kodesh in a good way, and ma'aseh Shabbos is also not kodesh in a bad way. It's not the kedusha. It's also not the unholy kedusha. We have a raid bite, unholy kedusha. The whole raid bite is this Rashi right here, Pashas Kiseitse. But this is a Gemara where you see that the Gemara is timing that the word kodesh goes both ways. I mean that it goes both ways. Even though in Svara it would make sense, maybe, to say that Maisa Shabbos should be Asa Bachila, based on Rav Ashi's drasha, it should be no different than the lava of Basa V'chala. But you have this halach of Kikodesh Yilochem. Zok to Gemara, Chayresh Bishar U'Bechamar. What if somebody is Chayresh Bishar V'chamar? That's something you're not allowed to do. It's one of the implementations of the halach of Kalayim. Right? There's a whole bunch of different types of Kalayim. There's Shatnez, but one of them is you're not allowed to be Chayresh with your Shor and Chamar together. So let's say you are, and now something grew in this field. You shouldn't be able to eat from the field. We know that lochas you are allowed to. V'chaisen pi par v'dashba. What if someone's over the loisa, say, v'leisach sim shor b'dishah? Somebody puts a muzzle on the mouth of his para, which is something that he's not allowed to do, and the para did work in the field, so the halach is he shouldn't be able to eat. Why? Dati afti l'chahu. Sakti gemara, no, it can't be. You know why? Because hashto, ma Shabbos dechamir ma'aseh mutarim, madach Shabbos, which is so chomer. Ma'aseh Shabbos is very chomer. It's chayvi krisos, it's chayvi misos bezdin. If somebody does it even b'shoikig, he has to bring a karba chatos. Still, the halacha is, we darshik kodesh, yilochem kodesh, ve'maseh kodesh. You don't have the love of lo yisoichal kol toyeva. So, kile zera'im, hani lekoshke. Then certainly these has to be the same halacha. Meaning, how is it possible that if somebody does melacha with a shor v'chamar, or if someone's over leisach some shor b'dishay, that the outcome of the lav that he did should be worse than ma'aseh Shabbos? So once we know that by Shabbos you don't have the halacha of leisoichal kol teyeva, kal v'chomer, you're not going to have leisoichal kol teyeva from the product of work in the field that was done in a way of kalayim, or from the product of work in the field that was done when somebody was being goyver, leisachsim shor b'dishah. Now Rashi asks a very obvious question. How do you know to compare chayresh b'shar b'chamar and chaysim pi parah v'dashba to ma'aseh Shabbos? Maybe compare it to basa v'chalav, which we said was included in leisoich al kol teyev. Meaning, Rav Ashi said leisoich al kol teyev is a real drash. And he learns from there that basa v'chalav, being that it came about through teyeva, came through Bishul Basav Chalav, which you're not allowed to do. The Torah says, "Loisavashik libech leivimai." That's how we know. Loisoichal now you can't eat it. You can't eat the product of Bishul Basav Chalav. Thus, you're not allowed to eat Basav Chalav, even though it doesn't say mafurish in the Torah. That's your makar. Stating that Shabbos, I know, is not that way. Shabbos have a drasha ki kodesh ilochem. He kodesh, they maseh kodesh. The Gemara says that if someone is chayrish b'shar v'chamar, or if someone's chayisim be part of the ashpa, that's more comparable to ma'isa Shabbos than to the halachas of basa v'chal. How do you know that? And maybe make the kavul chaymer by basa v'chalav also from Shabbos. Shabbos is more chamer than basa v'chalav. Shabbos is Shabbos. Basa v'chalav is only a lois hasei. So for some reason, basa v'chalav Rav Ashi is very comfortable learning into the pasuk leisoich hakol te'eva. But when it comes to Chayrish b'shar v'chamar and v'chayisim be part of the ashpa, there Rav Ashi says, I can't. You know why? Because I have a kavul chaymer from, I have the same kavul chaymer from Shabbos as relates to basa v'chalav. So it says Rav Ashi, very important, you say, just to understand pashim shana this gemara. He says, there's a difference between bishul basa v'chalav and between chayrish b'shar v'chamar or chayisim be part or even ma'isa Shabbos. What's the difference? The difference is bishul basa v'chalav, I cook the food. You want to eat food that I was over a lois asay with. What was the lois asay? Cooking the basa v'chalav. You took the basa, you put it into a pot. You took the chalav, you put it into a pot. You cooked it. The issur was done with the food. Now you want to eat the food? That's leisoich hakol te'eva. Ma'isa Shabbos, what was the avera? The avera was Shabbos. I defiled the Shabbos. The way you defiled the Shabbos was through cooking food. But the point is, it's a more esoteric chil Shabbos. You're chayrish b'shar v'chamar yachdov. So you have a shor and a chamar. You did the avera with the behema. You're not coming to eat the behema now. What do you want to eat? You want to eat the produce. You want to eat the tefuah that grew in the field, that came through the work that you did with the parah. You were chayisim the mouth of the parah. So you did an avera with the parah. Now you want to go ahead and eat the tefuah where the parah worked. That's already a step removed. So when it comes to chayresh b'shar v'chamar or chayisim pi parah v'dashpa, that's more of a tzushtel to Shabbos. It's less of a tzushtel to basa v'chalav. Therefore, you only dash in basa v'chalav where the lois asay was done with the food itself. But if the lois asay wasn't done with the food itself, over there, you're not going to have the halach. Fake the gemara, what about kilei? What if somebody planted kalai? See, this is already different. You didn't do work in the field with animals in a way of kalayim, but you actually planted the kalayim. Here you did the avera with the food itself. This is already comparable to bishul basa v'chalav. That lach is you shouldn't be able to eat what grows. We know you are allowed to. Being that it says by kilei akerem, if somebody plants kalayim, but it was kilei akerem, meaning one of the two minim, was a kerem. But what's the difference between regular being zareya kalayim and kilei akerem? The difference is very simple. Kilei akerem, one of the two minim, one of the two ingredients was a kerem. If it's a kerem, it becomes more chavar. And by kilei akerem, the Torah says pentikdash, and we darshin pentikdash means pentukad esh. You have to burn it. It's even asur ba'anah. Mecha, you see from there, the kilei zram shari, the kilei zram is mutter. Because if kilei zram was also asur, then why is it only saved by kilei akerem? See, right, and svar, it should be included in lo yisoich al kol te'eva, stating that I have a drasha nato. Ve'eva kilei kerem asur ve'machila ve'manah. Kilei zram ve'achila asur ba'anah shari. Fake to Gemara. Maybe you're right. Kilei Kerem is more chavar than Kilei Zram. And you see that for sure. Because the Torah said, pen tikdash, pen tukadesh, you have to even burn it. So you see from there that Kilei Kerem is more chavar. But maybe the way that Kilei Kerem is more chavar is that it's also bana. Maybe Kilei Zram is takanat also bana. That's mafurish. But maybe at the very least it's also be'achila. Zokta Gemara. It can't be. Why? Because iskish l'kilei behema. Because Kilei Zroim is ikdash the iskush the kilei behemah the chesed behemtach leisabia kalayim sadcha leisizra kalayim. We learn from there ma behemtach yoytz men muteres. Just like when it comes, if somebody mates two animals, so the offspring of the animals are going to be mutter. Sadcha yoytz menu mutter. Meaning you're right. The makar is not from kilei akerem, because from kilei akerem all you see is that kilei akerem is more chomer. Maybe it's more chomer in the sense that it's also bano. But maybe even Kilei Zram is Aser Bachila. Why would it be Aser Bachila? Because of Leisoich HaKol Te'eva, the same Pasuk, Rav Ashi asked to tell me the Pasuk B'chalav is Aser Bachila. Should teach me maybe that this is Aser Bachila as well. Stating that, I know from somewhere else, because it says, Behem Techo Leis Abiyah Kalayim, and I know the offspring of those two behemoths are Mutter, even though you should say Leisoich HaKol Te'eva, because the offspring of the behemoth kalayim should be similar to the bishul basa v'chalav, and it should be also b'achila. So you see that it's not. So it's for that reason that it says the Gemara that uvikilei behema gufay minolan. How do you know kilei behema itself is also? Maybe it's not mutter. Maybe it's also. Why should it be also? So the Gemara says, for the fact that the Torah needs a pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to put kalayim on the mizbeach, I know from there that lehedyet must be mutter. Because if you're going to tell me that it's aser lehedyet, then I don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's aser legvaya. Because anything that a hedyet's not allowed to eat can't go on the mizbeach. Mimashke Yisrael. So from the fact that I need a special pasuk to tell me that the offspring of kalayim is pasul to be brought as a carbon, that's a raya that it must be that it's mutter b'achila. So once kile behemos mutter b'achila, and I have a hekish behem tochalei sabia kalayim sod chalei sizra kalayim, even though I have leisoich al kol neve leisoich al kol teheva, still the halach is that kile zron is going to be us mutter b'achila. Freik the gemara oisay ves benoy litzar oisay ves benoy should be aser. If somebody shechts oisay ves benoy, he was over a loisa. I say, but you're allowed to eat the food. Why are you allowed to eat the food? L'chayra, why don't you say loisoich al kol teyeva? You did an avera with this behemah. Again, here it's the behemah itself. So the gemara gives the same test. Midas rechman mechusos man legvaya. Being that oisay ves benoy is not allowed to go on the mizbeach, and the turn is a pasuk to tell me that it's not allowed to go on the mizbeach. L'chadu lehed yachari. So you see from there that it must be mutter lehed. Because again, if it was aser lehed, that Mimashki Yisrael would already teach me anything that a hedyet is not allowed to eat is not allowed to go on the mizbeach. Freit the Gemara, one last question: Shiluach Hakein, also known as Shiluach Hakan. What about Shiluach Hakan? That should be awesome. So what does it mean Shiluach Hakan? So Rashi has two pshat. It's a little bit of a hard Rashi, but Rashi's pshat that he prefers is a Shiluach Hakan when you did it properly, where you took the mother and you sent her away. Shalech to Shalach Hasaim, va'abonim tikach loch. The halacha is that even over there, the mother should be us. You shouldn't be able to eat the mother. Why? I didn't do anything wrong. I did everything that I was supposed to do. So Rashi says that being that when the mother was sitting on the kan, I wasn't just allowed to take the kan. I had to first send the mother away. So it was chal, some iser on the mother. So maybe the halacha is that you should never be able to eat the mother. So we'll have to save this Rashi for when we learn Perek Shiluach HaKan. It's the last Perek in Masechtas Chulin, only a few weeks away. But either way, says the Gemara, Shiluach HaKan should be also based on this idea, this very shvera idea of Lusoich al Kol Te'eva as it relates to Shiluach HaKan. But the Gemara says it can't be because Le'om Retayra Shalach Letakol. Retayra would never say, send away the aim if it's also Ba'achila. Because now someone's going to stumble upon it and it's going to be Boli De'takol. Ay, is in a bottle. Taruvas Yavish B'Yavish. Ein V'Vachlin Es L'Katchila. So we spoke a little bit about that already. But either way, Le'om Retayra Shalach Letakol. So the fact that the Torah said send it away must be that it's not Aser. Either way, this concludes the first Pshat of the Gemara. The first of five Makairas. How do you know that there's an Isser Achilas? It just says in the Torah, it doesn't say a word about achila. It's true, but it says loisoich al kol te'eva. It's the heading to the parsha of the macholei sasurais and parshas re'eh, and it teaches me kol sheti afti l'cha, anything that's to'eva, I'm not allowed to eat. Basav v'chalav is te'eva, because how do you get basav v'chalav? By cooking it. Only derech bishul asr Torah. Once you cook basav v'chalav, you are even allowed that the Torah says three times. Thus it's te'eva. If it's te'eva, you're not allowed to eat it. And if you eat it, it takes on a life of its own now. And you're over a general leisaseh of leisaychal kol te'eva. And leisaychal kol te'eva applies to other isurim. The Gemara asked a bunch of kashas. It should apply to this. It should apply to that. And the Gemara said some terutzim to answer those kashas. Says the Gemara, the second makar, Amr ish lakish. Minayin the basav v'chalav sha'asur. How do you know the basav v'chalav is also b'achila? And asa b'hana, Talmud loymar, it says in the Torah, al toichlu mimenu na, u'bashel, mevushel b'aymayim. So here's Yehilchus Pesach, shloishim yoyim goydim l'chak. It says in the Torah, regarding the carbon Pesach, you had to roast it. You weren't allowed to eat it cooked. You couldn't even eat it na. What does na mean? Half cooked. So you couldn't eat it half cooked, and you couldn't eat it cooked. But the Torah says, u'bashel mevushel. She'in tamad loymar mevushel. Why does it have to say, u'bashel mevushel? It should have just said, al toichlu mimenu na, u'bashel. Al toichlu mimenu na, u'bashel mevushel. The word mevushel is extra. Not tamad loymar mevushel says, reish lakish loymar l'chol. Yesh l'chol bishel achat shugazeh. It's coming to reference another bishel. Bishel basav v'chalav. It's coming to teach me that bishel basav v'chalav is like the carbon Pesach. Wow. This is a basav v'chalav. And just like the carbon Pesach is also b'achilo b'ana, right? You have to follow very specific guidelines as it relates to the carbon Pesach. But a carbon is also b'achilo unless you eat it the way you're supposed to eat it in the prescribed time, b'ktusha v'tahira, and the right person eats the right part of the carbon. And of course, there's an issa me'ila, there's an issa anah when it comes to the carbon Pesach. So to basav v'chalav, bishel basav v'chalav is also b'achilo, it's this is what Rish Lakish said. I'm only Rabbi Yechon. If you have Rish Lakish, you can have Rabbi Yechon. So Rabbi Yechon told Rish Lakish, Kura Zusha Shana Rabbi. He said, Rish Lakish is a nice drasha. But why do we, the Amiran, need to make up a new drasha, an extra word, Mavushal, to tell me the Isser, Achilas Basav Echalav? Is there something wrong? Kura Zu? Is there something wrong with the drasha that Rabbi already said? What was Rabbi's drasha? It says in the Torah, Loi Toich Lenu. So this is a pasuk in Devarim. It's Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Kaf Hei. It's a parsha in the Torah that we've seen many times in Masechtas Chulin. It's the parsha of Basar Taiva. the basis that machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, if the Yidden were allowed to eat basa taiva when they were in the midbar, etc., etc. But either way, it's in that pasuk the Torah says loy toichlenu, and then it says ala ares tishbechenu kamayim. It's referring to behema that's kachim that now has a mum psuli hamikdashim, and the Torah says not allowed to eat the dan. And then it says again loy toichlenu. Says Rabbi Yochanan, even though the Poshet Pshat in that context over there is dealing with Psulei Hamikdashim. Psulei Hamikdashim is an animal that's kachim that now has a mum. So even though we're talking about Psulei Hamikdashim, stating that, Bebasa v'chalav akasim medaber. At first glance, what does Basav Chalav have to do with anything? I'm talking Basav Chalav Akasim Adaber. Maybe he's talking about something else. Right? Mecha Tesi Loi Teichlenu is talking about Basav Chalav. Amrit Teyul Amad Mishloish Esrim Midos Shatern Adreshes Bam. So Rebbe said, no, it's Shloish Esrim Midos Shatern Adreshes Bam. Also, Dover Lomim Midyana. That one of the Yudgim Midos Shatern Adreshes Bam is that you have to look at the general context of a pasuk. So if you have a pasuk, you're not sure what the pasuk is saying. Look at the context, and the context is going to give guidance as to what this particular pasuk is referring to. The Torah is talking about Psulei Hamikdashim. Psulei Hamikdashim is, believe it or not, comparable to Basav Chalav, because it's made up of two minim. It's kachim, but being that it has a mum, so it's also a shtikl chulin. So it's b'shtei minim akasim medaber. Afkan b'shtei minim. Basav Chalav is also shtei minim. So it says in the that parasha, an extra loy teichlenu. Again, it says loy teichlenu al ha'aretz tishbechenu kamayim, and then it says loy teichlenu l'man yitav l'chol v'nachak rachitas ha'yosh b'nei Hashem. So it says the word loy teichlenu extra. Why? It's coming to teach me that basa v'chalav is also ba'achil. Where do you see basa v'chalav? It's davar alam ben yana. Davar alam ben yana is anything but basa v'chalav. No. If you look into it a little bit deeper, there's a basa v'chalav reference there, because psulei hamikdashim is similar to basa v'chalav. How? Because Psulei HaMikdashim is a tarovis of minim. It's kodesh, because it's kachim, but it's also, it has a mum. You can be paid the Psulei HaMikdashim, there's a tzad chulin. Right? Not all kachim that's psulim has a tzad chulin, but when it has a mum, it has a tzad chulin, because you can be paid it. Once there's a mum, you can be paid it, which gives it a tzad chulin. The point is, it's a tarovis minim in Psulei HaMikdashim. Thus, the extra word, loyta chlenu, is coming to tell me a lav, an isra achilav, or something else that's a tarayvis minim. What is that specifically? Basav achalav. But either way, it's Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish. I mean, I have a mefurish of makar. I have Rebbe. Rebbe already told me the makar to isra achilav, basav achalav. So why do you have to come on to a bashal mevushal? So Reish Lakish said, imam he, had I only had that pasuk, how about I would have thought, hani mili bachilav. Maybe there's only an isra achilav. Avo bahano loy, but maybe isra no, not kamash malon. That's why he needed a bashal mevushal to tell me that not only is there an isra achilav, but there's also Isra Ano, because the Karban Pesach is also Asabana. The Rebbe, Banovin, all he had is Rebbe, who just darshan Loi Teichlenu. What do you see in Loi Teichlenu alone that is going to be an Isra Ano? Now, at first glance, what would you say? Rabavo was the Teretz when the Gemara asked the same question of Ravashi. Ravashi's Makar was Loi Seichal Kol Teyeva. That's only an Isra Achila. What was the answer? Achila always means Achila and Ano. Atche Yifreit Lecha Akasim. Unless the Torah tells you otherwise. Like you did by Nevela. That's why we had a whole digression of a half of Amin Gemara right in the beginning of this morning's daf. To talk about Nevela. Why are we talking about Nevela? We're learning Basav Achala. Because that's the Makar that Achila always means Achila and Ano. But the Gemara doesn't answer that. The Gemara gives different terutz. Number one, Nafkele Mehacha. Nemakan, it says, Ki Am Kodesh Atal Hashem. Eloikecha, that's in the context of Basav Chalav. One of the three times that the Torah mentions the lava of Basav Chalav, it prefaces it with the words, Ki Am Kadosh Atal Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yisavash Gubi Chalavimai, V'nem Elahalon, and it says, by Yisurei Bia, Lo Yia Kadosh Mi B'nei Yisrael, a Yid is not allowed to be a Zayna, or be Bayal a Zayna, it's learnt out from, Lo Yia Kadosh Mi B'nei Yisrael, Ma Elahalon Ba'na, just like over there, you're not dealing with Achila, we're dealing with Bia, which is not an Isra Achila, it's an Isra Hana, Afkan Ba'ana, so to hear, Basav Chalav is giving me Yasabana. Vera Belazatana, a different Makar. It says, Loi Soichlu Kol Nevela. And then the Torah says, Loi Savashal Gedi Bechalev Imay. So that pasuk that we had earlier in the beginning of the daf, like these Gemaras, it always helps. The more familiar you are with the Torah Shabbat Ksa. But those psukim that the Gemara brought of Nevela, that you have two choices, either you can give it to the Ger Toshav, or you could sell it to the Eivik Echavim, believe it or not, that pasuk is the same pasuk that mentions Lo Yisavash Gedi B'chalev Imay. It says Lo Yisoichel Kol Nevela. I'm reading the whole pasuk. Lagera Shabbos Erechet Tenena V'achalo. Oy Machel Enachri Ki Am Kodesh Atal Hashem Lekecha Lo Yisavash Gedi B'chalev Imay. Right? It says Loisav Ashkelim Chalimah three times. Parshas Vishpatim, Parshas Kisisa, Parshas Rei. Vishpatim Kisisa, what's the context? This was the intro to Basav Chalim. The Kurim, and even more generally, Shalish, Pa'amim Bashani, Yerah, Kol Zchurkas, Pnei Hashem Alekecha. That in the context of the mitzvah to be Oyle Regel, and the mitzvah Bikurim, Reishas Bikurim Ad Maschot, Tavim Reishas Hashem Alekecha, Loisav Ashkelim Chalimah. Then you have it in Parshas Rei in the context of the Macholos Asuros. And in the Macholos Asuros, the juxtaposition is not being either regal or bikurim, but rather it's nevela. So leisoichlu kol nevela. The ger hashem sherechet dener b'chala. And then it says leisavashik libachalivim. Said devei Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshiva Rabbi Eliezer. They said a geshmak gazach. They said it says leisoichlu kol nevela. And then leisavashik libachalivim. We learn from there. Amr toira kishetim kerena. Leisavashlanim tim kerena. Meaning you can give it to a ger toisha. Have enough from that. The toivas enough. You can sell it to a guy. According to Ramey, or even in the reverse, is an option. But at the same time, don't cook it first and then do that. Because if you're going to cook it first, then there's going to be an Isser Hana. You're not allowed to cook Basav Chalav together and then give it. That's the Makar, and that's why the Torah threw it into that Pasuk, to tell me that you want to give it to a guy, that's fine. But not if you cook Basav Chalav, because Nevela, you could. But Bishul Basav Chalav is Asav Bahana. Either way, that's how you know the Isser Hana. Zokta Gemara. So how many Makaris do we have so far to the halacha of achila basav chalav? We have Ravashi. That was the majority of the daf. Ravashi said, loisoich al kol teyeva, and we learn from there that anything that's teyeva is also achila. Basav chalav is teyeva because you are over the loisa, say a bishul basav chalav. That's for sure you are over. Once you mevashu basav chalav, it takes on a life of its own. Loisoich al kol teyeva. Reish Lakish learned it from Karban Pesach. Al toich l'mimenu na u'bashal mevushal alayim. The word mevushal is actually bashal mevushal. It's redundant. It's always, anytime the Torah gives a double lash, coming to teach me something. In this case, what it's coming to teach me is that there's another bishal. Bishal basav chalav, that's like the Karban Pesach. It's going to be asav achila. It's going to be asav anah. Then we had Rebbe. Rebbe said, it says the pas, it says loy toichlenu ala ores tishbechenu kamay. But then it says again, loy toichlenu l'man yitav l'cha u'l'vanecha acharecha kitase yoshev eni Hashem. An extra loy toichlenu in the Pesach of Psuli HaMikdashim. It's extra. Dover alamim ben yonai to teach me an iser loy toichlenu with regards to something else that's like Psuli HaMikdashim, that it's a tarovis of minin. Psuli HaMikdashim is kachim and chulin. Once it has a mum, it's a tarovis minin. Pasav v'chalv is a tarovis minin. To tell me there's an iser chila there as well. How do you know iser hana? As according to Rabbi, so the Gemara just gave two truths. Either way, talk to Gemara of fourth mikar. This is one that we know. Echad liser achila, ve'echad liser ana, ve'echad liser bishul. Talk to Gemara Tanya, a fifth mikar. We're going to start the fifth mikar, but it goes very deep into tomorrow's da. I mean, not so deep, but in Ichos, pretty deep into tomorrow's daf. So we'll just start it, and the rest is tomorrow's daf. How do you know that basar v'chalav is aser? It says, ki am kodesh ato. That's the third mention, the one in Parashas Rei. And it says, regarding the treifa, v'anshe kodesh tiyun li, u'basa basada treifa, lo yisoy chelo. Very similar. So by basar v'chalav it says, ki am kodesh ato, and by the treifa it says va'anchi kodesh tionli ubasar basa the treifa loisechil malahalon aser, just like over there it's aser afkan aser, just like the treifa is aser b'achila basa v'chal is aser b'achila eli yalav b'achila manom inayin amid kal v'chay uma orlo shalei nevda ba'aver aser ubanah maduch orlo, which did not have an aver done with it. What's orlo? The first 3 years fruit that grows in Eretz Yisrael you're not allowed to eat, and you also can't have anah from it. No aver was done. You have a an apple tree in your backyard. You didn't necessarily do anything wrong. Still, it doesn't matter. The Torah says that the first 3 years, it's asabachila, asabana. So madach arlo, where there's no avera done, still it's asabachila and hana, emphasis on hana, basav v'chalav, shenevda by avera, in a dincha asabana, basav v'chalav, where an avera was done, bishol, so for sure should be asabana. Fekhtemar malo, arlo, shkeim lehoisel, shas ha-kosher. Arlo is different. Arlo was never mutter. And being that it didn't have a shas ha-kosher, that's a real kachem svara. Being that it didn't have a shas ha-kosher, so maybe it's for that reason it's also asabana. But basav v'chalav, before you cooked it, each min was mutter. So maybe it should be different. It should be more cooler than it should be mutter banos. The Gemara says chametz bePesach yichyach. Shalosel shasak kosher. Chametz on Pesach had a shasak kosher before Pesach. Vaser banos, and still it's aser banos. So you see that just because something has a shasak kosher doesn't necessarily mean it should be mutter banos. Malu chametz bePesach kenosh. But how you prove anything with chametz bePesach? Chametz bePesach, you're right. It had a shasak kosher, but it has a whole separate set of issues. It's chayvei krisos. Chametz Pesach is way more chametz than anything that we've been talking about. So don't bring me rayas from chametz Pesach. So but the Gemara says, oh, kilei akerim yechichu. For that, I could be mechiach from kilei akerim. She'en anush karis va'asabana. Either way, from a combination of orla and chametz and kilei akerim, this kal v'chomer with a mahatzad, I can learn that basa v'chalav is not only asa v'achila, as Isi ben Yehuda proved from his gzeres shava from treifa, but it's going to be asa v'ana as well. Either way, the Gemara is going to be meirich as it relates to this kal v'chomer, and once you have the kal v'chomer, why do I even need the gzeres shava? And that's already into tomorrow's daf. But regardless, we had five mekoyres in today's daf as it relates to the iser achila and Isser Hana of Basa V'chol. Ravashi learned it from Leseicha called Te'eva. Anything that's Te'eva, you're not allowed to eat. Mishlokish learned it from the parish of Karban Pesach. Ubashel Mevushel B'mayim. Rabbi Yochanan brought Rebbe's Braisa, who learned it from the parish of Psuli HaMikdashim, the extra mention of Leitachlenu. Just like Psuli HaMikdashim is a Tarevis Minim, Basa V'chol is a Tarevis of Minim as well. Very Rabbi Shmuel said it just says it three times in the Torah. Leisavashik Libachalei Mimai, Echad Esabishal, Echad Esarachiba, Ve'echad Esarana. And Isi Ben Yehuda said, I learned it from Gzeri Shava. It says, Kiyam Kodesh Ata by Basa V'chol, Va'anche Kodesh Tionli by Basa Treifa. So just like Treifa is also Achila, this is also Achila. What about the Isra'ana? So from that already, a very complex kal v'chomer with a ma'atzad that goes into tomorrow's daf. So just one ha'ara as it relates to the lemaisa. So the lemaisa is that we learn it from the very Rabbi Shmuel. Echad v'iser achila, echad v'iser bishul, the echad v'iser hana. But just to bring out the ha'ara, just a little bit of a background. And that is, Rabbi Yaakov Bienenfeld told me that when he was a younger man in the Mir Yeshiva Koilel in Flatbush, so he hosted a Malava Malka for the Chavri HaKoilel, and he invited Rabbi Yitzchak David Grossman to be the guest speaker. So who's Rabbi Yitzchak David Grossman? So he's a well-known Mekarev who lives in Eretz Yisrael. He's the Rav of Migdal HaEmek. So he's a Chassid HaShir. He was born in Me'eshar, raised in Me'eshar. He's a man in his 70s today. And he started doing Kirov at a very young age, primarily for the Sfardim that lived in that area. And he's a world-renowned personality, a world-renowned Mekarev. And he's popularly known as the Disco Rabbi. And he became known as the Disco Rabbi because he would go into pubs and discotheques and places that people wouldn't go. And he'd be Mekarev then. Either way, Rav Bienenfeld is hosting this Malava Malka for a lot of Choshev, Yunga Light. And he asked Rabbi Grossman to come and speak to address the oil. So he got up, he was a young man himself at the time, Rabbi Grossman, and he spoke about some of the kirov that he's doing, and he spoke about how he goes here and he goes there. So one of the Goliath that was there, you know, he asked Rabbi Grossman, he says, you know, it's very impressive what it is you do, but why aren't you worried that the places that you're going to will have a bigger hashpa on you then you are going to be mashpi on them? He was a one-man show, Rabbi Grossman. I mean, he would go here on his own. He's a man in his 30s. So he said, like, why are you concerned that maybe it's going to have the reversed effect? And Rabbi Grossman told him on the spot, he said that the Gemara says in the halachas of Taruvos that if something is being maflit, you don't have to be worried that it's going to be baileya. So he told him that his guiding principle is, Aidi de tarid la haflit, any baileya, and I'm going out to be maflit, I'm not worried that I'm going to be baileya. So it sounds like a shareful line, but the truth is that I think we could be mayrach on this a little bit. That is, there's a tshuva from the Chubina Rav in Doivav Meisharim. So it's in Chelek Aleph, and it's Simon Lamed. So he brings, at the end of the tshuva, he says like this, Valvara shela shenishala rava goyim miglino. In a parenthesis, it says, Hu arav ha-goyin ha-mefursim mi-lublin, zechreinu levracha, li-yoysa be-Frankfurt domain. So this rav ha-goyin ha-mefursim mi-lublin was in Frankfurt domain, and there was a doctor, a chemist, Yorei Hashem. So this is a choshev yid, Yorei Hashem, he's a chemist. He came over to the Rav, and he asked him the following question. He said, li-yoysa me-vim kamu pomim lefonim mine shokolada. He said, they bring him different types of chocolate. Kidei livchoim bebchinas chemist. Im yesh mem chshash tarevas basa v'chalav. So he said he was like a renowned chemist, and they would come to him, and they would bring him different chocolates. And they wanted to know if there's a tarevas of basar inside, is it kosher, or is it not kosher? So they would bring it to this yid. And the yid wanted to know, is it okay for him to cook the basar v'chalav, to cook the chocolate, Because by cooking it and doing different experiments, heating it, he'll be able to determine whether or not there's basa v'chalav inside. And this was the question that he asked this, the Lublin Goyen, and the Lublin Goyen sent the shayla to the Chabina Goyen. He wanted to know, is it okay or is it not? Meaning, what's the shayla? The problem is that if there's in fact basar inside this chocolate, that when he cooked the basa v'chalav, he was over the issa basa v'chalav. So can I cook chalav, in this case chocolate, to see whether or not there's basar inside the chocolate, in the event that maybe there is basar inside the chocolate, in which case I was already over the iser. It's like a geshmak shayla. At first glance, you would say it's for sure aser. You need a real kayach datera to be mad at this. Because when you cook it, you heat it, you boil it, there may be basav v'chalav inside. So it's a suffolk iser deraisa. You can't get involved in a suffolk iser of loisav asher gadi b'chalav yima. Either way, this is the shayla that ended up at the desk of the Chabina Goyen. Said the Chabina Rav, l'dayti yesh l'tzadik tzas. I think I can come up with a heter. And it's based on a kesef mishnah in Hilchus Tumas HaMeis, in Perek Aleph, Siv cotton base. Because the Mishnah over there asks the Gevaldik Akash. The Rambam says that if somebody eats basav v'chalav, he gets malchus. So if you eat basav v'chalav, you get malchus. Frank the Kesef Mishnah, how do you get malchus for eating basav v'chalav? Everybody knows. Ein oinshin min hadin. What does that mean? That means even though we have the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah in the Drash Hashem, but at the same time, you don't get Malkus for doing an Isser, even an Isser Dairaisa, unless the Isser Dairaisa is Mefurish in the Torah, unless the Oynish is Mefurish in the Torah. But Isser Basav HaCholav is not Mefurish in the Torah. How do you know Isser Basav HaCholav? We just learned. Five Mekairis. The Ikka Mekar, the one that seems to be brought down the Halacha, that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in the beginning of Simen Pei Zayin, is Echad L'Isser Bishul, Echad L'Isser Achil, Echad L'Isser Ana. The point is, it doesn't say Mefurish in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat Basav HaCholav. I only know it from a Kray Yisera, from the fact that there's an extra mention of Leisav Asher with the Chalev Yimai. If that's the case, break the Kesef Mishnah, Ein Mazir Min Adin, Ein Oinshim Min Adin. How do you get Malkus for the love of Basav HaCholav? Gevaldik Akash. And the Kesef Mishnah, this is in the beginning of Hilchus Tumas HaMeis, talk about tucked away, gives two terutzim. The second terutz that he says is inami, the mashma, said the Kesef Mishnah, it's mashma from the pasuk shalei asra toira levashel el kidei shalei yavoy lechel. It's mashma that even though it says in the Torah three times, but the ikar emphasis was really not on the bishul. The ikar emphasis is on the achila. That's really what's awesome. Interesting. What's really awesome is the achila. Now, the Torah mentioned lois avasho. That's merely a harchaka that you shouldn't come to eat it. In other words, it's so chamer, achilas basa v'chalav, that don't even cook the basa v'chalav, don't even have it. Because derech bishul asur Torah, don't even have the basa v'chalav in your house. So like this, you'll make sure it's a harchaka. Like this, you're not going to ever come to, eating basa v'chalav. Don't have it. Because if you have it, you may come to eat it. It's like the Torah says, Shivas Yom Sarla Yimotze B'vatechem Ki Kol Eichel Machmetzes V'nichrasu HaNefesh Ahimi Yisrael. Now, Barbanel says that by the Isser of Bal Yira, it doesn't say anything about Achilas Basav HaKol. But by the Isser Bal Yimotze, right? Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze. But by Bal Yimotze, the Torah gives a reason almost. Ki Kol Eichel Machmetzes V'nichrasu HaNefesh Ahimi Yisrael. I heard this from Reb Shmuel Yankiv, that's all. See, he told me over this at Barbanel. He said that the Barbanel learns in the Pasuk that the Isser Bal Yimotze is like a harchaka for the Isser Achila. But Bayi Matze is, don't even have chametz. You know why? Because if you eat chametz, it's an issakaris. It's so chamer, gevald, for somebody to eat chametz. So if, don't even have it. That's what the Torah is saying. You know why? Because you're not going to eat basav v'chalav derech bishul asur Torah. So zok the Torah, don't cook it, because if you cook it, you may come to eat it. But what's the point? The point is, says the Kesef Mishnah, that even though it says leisav asher, but we know the truth is the ikar is the achila. If the ikar is the achila, of course you're going to get malchus on the achila. As I say the Kesef Mishnah. Now, Emma says, Shabina Ravi is back to me. He says, how did the Kesef Mishnah know to be derish time of the crop? I mean, that's mamish what he's doing. Ulam, beguf divrei HaKesef Mishnah, tzor chi tzas, in darshina time of the crop. Like, mecha tesi, that's Rav Shimon Shitz and Shas. Rav Shimon's derish time of the crop. The Kesef Mishnah. The Bishy Yosef is being derish time in the Kra to answer Akasha, but either way, he held this must have been the Makar. I mean, he must have felt that from the fact that there's an Achilas Basav HaCholav, this is a Rai, the Chazal with derish time in the Kra over here. And they held that even though the Torah mentions Bishul, but really the Ikr is not the Bishul. The Ikr is not the Bishul, the Ikr is the Achila. That's why even though Achila is not Mefurish, it's only Min Hadin, still you're going to get Malkus. There's no problem with Ein Mazir Min Hadin. There's no problem with Ein Oichim Min Hadin. Okay, based on that, said the Chabina Goyen, I'm going to tell you something very geschmack. The Gemara says in Masechtis, Psachim, I left the Gemara, it's fine. There's a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, when you're supposed to be Baidach. We know when you do bdikas chametz. Erlar basa boitkin as a chametz. Stating that, what happens if somebody didn't do bdikas chametz when he was supposed to do it? So it got pushed off a little bit. He didn't do it. So say the chamim, you could do it already the next morning. And if you didn't do it the next morning, you could do it mishay shoyis ulamayla. And if you didn't do it mishay shoyis ulamayla, then you could do it on yontif. You could do it on chalamayt. You could do it whenever you want to do it. Fake gemara. How could you do beer chametz? How could you go ahead and do bedikas chametz at a time that you're not allowed to eat the chametz? Why are you worried that you're going to find the chametz? Wow, yeah, shemi yimtzu guska yafa, and you're going to go ahead and eat it. As I freak the Gemara. And the Gemara asks it from a braisa where you find that issa chadash, you're not even allowed to have the issa chadash, because there's always a concern that you may come to eat it. So freak the Gemara, how could the chachamim hold that if you didn't do bidikas chametz in the appropriate time, you could always do it later, even after the zman isra achila. Why are you concerned that if we're in the zman isra achila, that when you find it, you may go ahead and eat it? Says the Gemara. You know why you're not worried? Says, because the hu atzmei machzer l'sofer. Because what's this person doing now? He's burning it. The whole point is he's trying to find it to get rid of it. So what, you're concerned that he's going to go ahead and eat it? He's being Isaac right now in trying to destroy it. So if he's being Isaac in trying to destroy it, why do you have to be worried that right now he's going to go ahead and he's going to eat it? So it said that Shabina Goyim, that it could be, you could say, based on the Kesef Mishnah, that the Iker Issa Bishul Basav HaChalav is a Gezeira Shema Yavei Lo'ichloi. The Kesef Mishnah was already Dairish time in the Kruf for us. He said it's Shema Yavei Lo'ichloi. So if it's Shema Yavei Lo'ichloi, then it could be over here, you don't have to be worried Shema Yavei Lo'ichloi. Because why is this Kemetz checking the chocolate? He's checking to make sure that there's no Basav HaChalav. That's the whole point. Because he knows there's an issa basa v'chalav. So while he's cooking the basa v'chalav to find out if it's kosher or not, because chas v'sholav, if there's basa v'chalav, the Torah's nishasin. V'anshe kodesh t'yuliv, I'm kodesh adosh v'chalav. He's going to go ahead and eat it. It's mamish t'gemar v'tzachin. And he brings other places in Shas where you find the same idea, that if somebody is being involved right now in trying to get rid of something, you don't have to be worried that somehow he's going to be niskarif to it. It's hepach asvara. So he says, based on that gemara b'sochem daf yud aleph of an aleph, he wanted to be matter. This was his koyach etera. He said it's going to be okay. It's interesting. The hesh pesach, the tzvi pesach prank. Rabbi Yerushalayim and a tshuva. It's an ilchus basa v'chalvus in Yerideh Simon ayin test. He brings this tshuva from the David Meisharim, from the Chabina Goyet. He grabs says that it could be. There's another thing that Chabina Goyet didn't discuss in his tshuva, and that is, do you have the aloch of ein bishul acha bishul? When it comes to basa v'chalvus, everybody knows on Shabbos, ein bishul acha bishul. And them some machlikes apesu. Today he brings in Shulchan Aruch. When you say ein bishul acha bishul, when it comes to basa v'chalvus, he says, because if you're going to say ein bishul acha bishul basa v'chalvus, which many places can hold, then it's anyways going to be mutter. Because what are you worried that there may be basa v'chalvus? There's only basa v'chalvus. If it was cooked together, derech bishul asra taira, if it was cooked, then it was cooked already. So there's no problem cooking it a second time. Ein bishul acha bishul. Either way, he's also meirich on the kesef mishnah, the chiddush. And by the way, we didn't learn yesterday's daf together, but the truth is, in light of yesterday's daf, there's a lot to talk about with this kesef mishnah. But the punchline right now is not the kesef mishnah. The punchline is what the Chabina Goyen took out of this kesef mishnah, and what Tzvi Pesach took out of this kesef mishnah. And that is the Gemara in Masechtis Psochim daf yud aleph, where the Gemara says, "Who atzmai machzer l'sorfar mechol ka'achol mineh," and that's something that's going to be true for basa v'chalav. If the whole iser bishul is that you shouldn't come to eat it, so if right now I'm cooking it to get rid of it in the event that there's basa v'chalav, there's no chashash, then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to eat it. I'm just thinking that Rabbi Grossman at Rabbi Bienenfeld's Malava Malka, Rabbi Yitzchak David Grossman, he said that he's not worried about doing Kirov in these dangerous places. And he shtelt to a sugya in Hilchas Basa V'chalav. What was the sugya he shtelt to? I did the Torah Lahaf with anybody there. Maybe he shtelt to another sugya in Basa V'chalav. And that's this Chabina Goyen right here. That's this Hart Tzvi. It's this Gemara B'sachim. There's an idea of who Atzmai Machzer. He's going ahead and he's trying to get rid of it. If you're cooking basa v'chalav to get rid of basa v'chalav, you don't have to be worried you're going to eat the basa v'chalav. If you're looking after the chametz to be mevayer the basa v'chalav, you don't have to be worried you're going to eat the basa v'chalav. So if a person is being oisek right now, you're right, he's getting a value. He has the chametz in his hand. Isn't that dangerous? Of course it's dangerous. But why are you holding the chametz? To get rid of the chametz. You're holding chametz to get rid of it, you have to be worried that you're going to come eat it. You're cooking the basa v'chalav. You're mamish cooking basa v'chalav. But the whole issue is you might eat it. Wait, you're worried you're going to eat it? How am I going to eat it? I'm involved in getting rid of it. Of course I'm not going to eat it. So if somebody's involved in getting rid of these things, could be there's no chashash. Of course, I'll ask your local rabbi. This is Shaloy Aliba de Hilchasa, my part. But just a ha'ara.